Yeah, we're holding Daf Vav and Mabez around 3 quarters down, but 2 dots. The Yomer Rabbi Chelva, Rabbi Chelva says, Omer Rafuna, name of Rafuna, that Loilom Yayodim Zoye Betfila Samincha. A person should always be very careful about davening Tfila Samincha. Shahare Elio Lenen Ela Betfila Samincha. Elio was only entered by davening Tfila Samincha.
You are not in the zone.
Lena by Tfila Samincha. Shenema vi baloi Samincha, viga shall yo, Hanovi, Vayomer, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Aneni Sheteradeshman Hashemayim, the Aneni Shlo Yomer, Maisik Shofenheim. It's a Yomanovi daven to Tfila that Hashem should be Makabal his Tfila, and that they shouldn't think when the age came down was a Maisik Kishuv. And the first one said, because the Zman HaKishuv, the Ikiz Zman is by Mincha time. That's why he bedafka daven then by Mincha, they shouldn't think it was a Maisa of Kishuv. Yevyecha Nomer Av Tfilas Arvis. Av Tfilas Arvis. Even Tfilas Arvis also you have to be Nizu. As they learned, the Pshat is, the first one Yom held Mincha is hard to see Mekayim, because in the middle of the day you're always busy. Mashenke and Shachris, first thing in the morning, you're Marv, and later at night, that's easy to Mekayim. The first one, Yom HaTzadik, you have to be Nizu with Mincha. Now, by saying it's Nishpeta Geber, it's even Marav with Hatzim Mekayim also. Even though you have the whole night, but people was a Nizu. So, it's be Nizu and Marav also. Shenem Mar Tika in Tfilosi Keteris Lefonecho, Masa Kapai Mincha Terev. Says Mincha Terev, the Tfilos for Marav. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Av Tfilos Shachris. It's even Tfilos Shachris also, you should go ahead, even Tfilos Shachris, it should also be Nizu in. By certain his times, people stopped davening shachris also. They are told to be nizr even in shachris. Shenemar Hashem boike tishma keli boike erach lechav atafa. So the kids, the Gemara has, you have to be nizr in all three tefillos. But it starts off like that. Mincha was the hardest one to be nizr in. Then arvis, maybe get things feels marvis only be sure it's not to be nizr. And then the last one, even shachris also, you have to be nizr. Yom Rav Chelba Yom Rav Huna Kol hanene misudas choson v'yeno mesamchoi. You go to a chasna and you have hanor from the chasna and you're not mesameach the chasin, you're over these inyan of 5 kailas. So this inyan of nene, some medayik, it's only if you eat by the chasna. If you just go there, just to dance there, then if you don't mesameach him, it's not so gefelich. And some of the Tanayam and Hagim bring down, that's one of the reasons why the kala pays for the chasna. Because the Gemara says, to nene misuda chasin. It's only if the chosin pays for the suda, then if you're not mesameich him, you're over these 5 kailas. But vice versa, if the kala made the suda, then you don't have this issa. So the nizah try and let the kala pay for the suda, even if you're not mesameich, then you're not over this issa. Oh, but there's what? There's 5 in yonim to be mesameich them, and if you're not, you're like over all these 5 things. So trashy over the chomesh kolish means mezalzo bechanisha kailos. Sheberach dan a Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. If Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a brach at the Klal Yisrael after Chosam Mekalim was 5 kailas, so it means an Indian to be Masamayach them. And if you're not, you're like not listening to these 5 kailas. Shenem Mar Apostik says, Kel Sosam, Kel Simcha, Kel Chosam, Kel Kalam, Kolayim Hum Hoidu Es Hashem Tzvokai. Yes, so it's an Indian to be Masamayach them. V'yeh Mesamcha in Maskor, if you are Masamayach Chosam Mekalim, what's the Schar? Or Rabbi Shua Belezi, Zoycha L'Teira, Shenitna B'Chamisha Kailas. His Torah was also given to Chamisha Kailas. And it's brought down that Klai Yisrael, B'Shas Man Torah, was like the Kala on Nechnesis L'chupa. So the Indian of the Kala, the Dreyma to Torah. Shinema v'hi b'yoy mashlishi b'yoy sa'boikem, v'hi kailas of rockim v'on and kovet al-ahar, b'kail shoifem, v'hi kail ha-shoifem, l'kim yanenu b'kail. So it says 5 times the word kail here. Those are the 5 kailas that you had by Matan Torah. So tomorrow, any, there's not 5, there are 7 kailas here. Kailas mashm loshem rabim, 2 of them. So the mashm there were another 2. And so the Gemara oisam kailas the koydem matan Torah hevi. Now it's not a new kailas, it's talking about the same kailas that were there before matan Torah. But the kids said there are only 5 separate kailas by shas matan Torah. Kabavur amar kilu hikrif toida. Hey, if you go to a chasna and you mesameach the chasna and the kala, it's as if you brought a korban toida. Shenema mevi'im toida beis Hashem. And vice versa, this stuff is talking about a simchas chasam akala. What the raya is? So Rashi, oisim kolus koyd matan Torah heavy. Hanech kolus basroy. These last 2 kolus, haynu hanech. These are the same ones we're talking about before. The Ari Buliel. Okama de niran hoyu. They could see these. Even though usually a curl you can't see, the Shas Matan Torah with the curls are so special, they're able to see. But it means it's not another two, it means part of the old five. Shashim Evi and Torah the Beis Hashem, Ki Oshed Eshvut, Asefu the Kroh, the Chamisha Kurlis at Lielhu. This is the end of the Postik of the Chamisha Kurlis that it says by Chosim Mekala. So if you must make a Chosim Mekala, it's as if you brought a Korban Torah. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar Kilu Bona Achas Mikurvas Yerushalayim, as if you drew off one of the Chorvas of Yerushalayim. Shenema Ki Oshev Eshvus Oros Kiv Yishayinu Amar Hashem. And this part is also going after the Pesukim of Kel Chosim Kol Kala. So in the Samech Chosim Kala, it's like you're building up the Beis HaMikdash again. His portion is a tremendous chesed, that a Chosim Kala is the beginning of a life, the beginning of a thing. So if you're a Samech, then you start them off on the right foot. So it's a tremendous chesed. V'yom Rav Chelba Yom Rav Huna Kol Odom Sheish Bo Yira Shemayim Is Zavar Of Nishmoyim. People will listen to what he's saying. If you erase Shemayim Shenema Pasuk in Chela says Soif Dover Akel Nishma Aslakim Yirei. If everybody listens to Aslakim Yirei, if a person is Yirei Hashem, then everybody will listen to you. So the Mar Maik Yizeh Kol Odom, at the end of the Pasuk it says V'yirei Shemayim, this is Kol Odom Om Rav Lozom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Olam Kuloi Lo Nivra L'Bishvil Zeh. Hey, the whole world was only created Bishvil, this person that is the Yirei Hashem. Yababa Bakana Wama Shokol Zeh Kineged Kol Olam Kuloi. This one person that is the Yirei Shemayim is Shokol Kineged the whole world. Reb Shimon Ben Aza Yoimer V'Yamrilo Reb Shimon Ben Zoyin Oimer Kol Olam Kuloi Lo Nivra L'Tzavet L'Zeh. The whole world was created only to like support him or to do things for him. That's what the world was created for. The Tzavos Lezeh, to help him out. That's the pasuk we have in the Torah. Mo Hashem Lokecha Shom Yimok, Yimu Yiras Hashem Lokecha. And Hashem, the only thing Hashem asks for us is have Yiras Hashem. And if you have Yiras Hashem, that's called an Emes Yid. And on that, the whole world is here to work for you. The Yomarab Chelboi, Omarab Huna, Kol Shiedeya Bechaveiru Shurod Lelitin Lesholem. If you know Yechava, whenever he sees you, he always goes and gives you Shalom Aleichem first. You should know Yaktim Lo Shalom. There's an Indian, you should but have to go and give him Shalom first. Shenemar, Bike Shalom Berepfeyim. You should always run after Shalom. So, if you know he's going to give you, you should Chapim Lois give him first. Be in Nostan Lois Lo Hechter, let's say somebody gives you Shalom Aleichem, and you don't answer him back, you should know Nikra Gazlin, as if you're stealing from him. Shenemar v'yartem hakerim gzeila sa'oni v'vateichem. There's the gzeila sa'oni, you're stealing something from the oni. The question, what's called gzeila from the oni alone? That's called you're not giving him back shalom. Let's see Rashi, last Rashi. Gzeila sa'oni, Rashi v'aloi af gzeila sha'osher gzeila. Why does the pasuk say you're stealing from an oni? A poor person. You can steal from an osher also. Elo gzeila sa'oni she'en loy klum ligzil. Mimenu. It means an oni that has nothing. So what are you stealing from him? It means you're not answering back when he gave you shalom. You don't answer him back. That's called you're stealing something from him. That you're taking away from his nefesh. He feels good. He's given you shalom. He deserves something back. You should give him back shalom. You're not giving it to him. That's called you're stealing from him. But if you have somebody that you ruggle, he's going to give you shalom. Then you have to chop him out and give him shalom first. This is our chesed. Marba Reyes, if you want to know. Right. Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mispalo. It's Hakodesh Baruch himself also davens. This is very shrewd. What does he mean Hakodesh Baruch Hu davens? We'll soon see what he says. But the Indian is, they always speak out, is that really Hakodesh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed to everybody. But there's a mitzvah. If you do mitzvahs, you get char. If you do averus, you get a noinish. So mitzaratin Hashem can't give you everything he wants to because you've been not roy to mekabel dashpoy. He can't give it to you. But there's a midah to rachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't look at the din, and even though more you don't deserve something, still he gives it to you. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah. His tefillah is that he himself should be noy, that his midah to rachmin should work over the midah to din. That means Hashem wants to give us everything, but we have to be roy to mekabel it. But certain times, even though we're not roy, still Hashem gives it to us. So the Gemara says, Nazareth Baruch Hu Mitzvah Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'aviyoisim al har kodeshi v'simach v'beit tefillosi. Is it says tefilosi, my tefillah, Hashem is saying. Tefilosim le'nemer doesn't say your tefillah, and le tefilosi. Mikan shay kodesh baruch hu mispala, kodesh baruch hu alone davens. For the Gemara, my matzli, like what does Hashem daven? How could Hashem daven?
Omarav Zutra Batuvia, Omarav. What does Hashem say? Yehirotzei Melufonai, Sheyich Peshu Rachami Eskasi. Heis my midas harachimim should take over my kas, Yegoylu Rachami Almidoisai. And again, my rachimim should go over my midoisai. Yisnagin Bini, Ashbinai with Kla Yisrael, Bemidas Rachimim. The Yikonai Slam with name Meshur Sadin. Azamish is Chan. That Hashem wants to give us toiva. Just if there's a midas adin, if a person does aveiris, Hashem can't give you toiva. He has to give you this. Just amol, his misgabri, that's midas harachimim, goes over the midas adin. So that's what he's mispalo. So the Mor Tanya, Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas nichnasti lahakti k'teris lefnayim lefnim. He's right, he was a kohen gadol. And once he went in to bring the k'teris in lefnayim lefnim, for he see and he saw there a kasriyo ko Hashem tzavokos. To say Akasriel, the Shita said that's one of the shemis of Hashem. So exactly what this means we don't know, but he like saw Akkadosh Hashem there. Shu Yoshev Akise Ramanisa. Hashem was sitting on the Kise Ramanisa, the Omali. Akkadosh Baruch Hu told to Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael b'ni b'cheni. It's Akkadosh Baruch Hu told Yishmael, go and give me a bracha. Is Amarti Loi, why did Rabbi Yishmael tell Akkadosh Baruch Hu this tefillah? Yirotem l'fonecho, sheyich b'shu rachamecha eskatcho. Be your girl, Rachamecha, Midoisecha, write the Rachamim, should be over your Midois, with his nag in Bonecha, the Midas Rachamim, you should be knowing with Klaus or Midas Rachamim, with the Kornas Lem, with name of Shuru Sadin, and be knowing with them, with name of Shuru Sadin, even though they don't deserve the Chesed or the Toiva, still give them Toiva, give them Chesed. And the Gemara says, Venena Liberoshoi, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like shook his head to me, like he was masking to the Tfilo, Tap Rashi, Venena Liberoshoi, Rashi Kumoida, Bibrichosi Vien Omen. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said Amen to this bracha. So at Gemara, Kamashma, what's this last zach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like shook his head? Shloi tei birchas hedjit kala b'necha. Means Madach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel this bracha for Rabbi Yossi, which connected Hashem, he's only a hedjit, to rather us. Anybody that gives you a bracha should always thank him for it. It could be the biggest hedjit, the smallest person, but a bracha is still a bracha. Now from this Gemara, the Nefesh HaChayim, Boizois, what's the pshat in the word Baruch? Every Baruch we say, Baruch HaTo Hashem. It's a big machleik exactly what is the title, what does Baruch mean? Some say Baruch means to give a blessing to. But they don't say it doesn't pass us to give a blessing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are we to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Nefesh Chaim says, Baruch is from the Russian ribui, a lot. We want our Kodesh Baruch Hu's hashpah to come down to us a lot. That's every tefillah of Baruch. Hey, Baruch HaTo Hashem means the Baruch from the Russian ribui. I want you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Misraba, like come close to him, come more and more to us. And he buys us from this Gemara. That was this tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Rabbi Shmuel, give me a bracha. What kind of bracha did he say back to him? He said this tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have more shaychis, more rachamim, like more hashpah to Klal Yisrael. So that's the taish of a bracha all over. Bracha means we want your hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu come more and more and more to us. That means give us more taiva taiva. I, we don't deserve it. So with midas harachamim, we'll get it. And that's the title of every Baruch. Baruch HaTo Hashem means you Hashem, your Hashpah that comes in this world should be Misrabah. There should be more and more and more of it. Right, the Yom Rabbi Yechonim Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Minayim Sheim Ratzim Le'liyodim B'Shas Kasei. If you have an argument with somebody and he's angry at you, you shouldn't go over right now to try and be Mepayis to make up with him. Because you know right now he's not going to listen to you. Like wasting your time. You're better off waiting a day or two until he calms down and then you go over to him. The first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tona Yelchu, let my faith go by, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vani Chayti Lecho, and then I'll leave you time, like then I'll come back to you. Mashma now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the kas, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't come talk to me now, wait until my kas goes away, and then I'll talk with you. So tomorrow, what does the pasuk mean? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Himtinli, wait for me, Achiyavru Ponim Shalzoam, until my ponim, we'll soon see, because Ruach gets angry 1 second throughout the day, v'yaniach l'cho, and then I'll come and talk to you. So you see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, Moshe shouldn't talk to Hashem then. So what then, when any person is angry at you, don't try and be mepayis him then, wait till he calms down first. Because the Gemara, miyiko rizko kamili kutshav rizko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry at all. And the Gemara in, yes, titanya, that says in the pasuk and tehillim, v'keil zoyam b'chol yoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Because the Gemara of a Kama Zomai, how long is he angry? Rega. The Kama Rega, exactly how long is a Rega? We always say Rega means a second. The Gemara says even that's too much. Hashem is not angry really for a second. No Echad 1, Mechameshes Rebuya, 50,000, of an hour. So it comes out to come out a quarter of a second, maybe even a little less than that. That's how long Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. So the Gemara v'zuhi rega, that's called the rega that Hashem gets angry. So the Gemara v'ain called v'eriyah yechol lachav and oisheshur. Nobody knows exactly when that second is. We'll soon see what's magaya. Chutz mi Bilam Arosha. Only Bilam Arosha. His that was the koyach of Bilam. Bilam had a koyach to know when Hashem gets angry. And v'shteitzich, the second Hashem is angry, if you want to curse somebody, Hashem will listen to that klola. Like he's angry at Klal Yisrael then. So if you want to give a klola, that's the second to listen. So that was Bilam's koyach. He knew when Hashem gets angry. At that second, he gave a klola, so Hashem listened to the klola. That Bilam knew Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fred Gemara Kasha, what does he mean to know Hashem? Hashta Das Demta Lo Heve Yodah. He didn't know the Das of his own behemoth. Das Elyon Heve Yodah. He would know the Das of Elyon. How is that possible? El Malame Sho Yodeya Lachav and Oysa Sho. I tell you, could hop over. Get over there. Yep. His Bilam didn't know his own animal even. So he didn't know the leaders of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because Bilam's whole koyach was he knew to recognize this one second when Hashem was angry. So then Bilam gave the call and punk then Hashem listened. So the more Bahainu Biyomalu Novel Yisrael. Ami is Kla Yisrael Zakhono, remember Mayoid's Bolok Melech Moyev. His machshava was. His machshava was to give a klala when Hashem got angry. The more my leman da tipkus Hashem, there was Akkadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous tzedek tzedakah with us. What was it? Amri Abulazda Amalam Akkadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is telling us, du kama tipkus osisi machem. How much tzedakah I did with you? Shalai kaasti b'yemei Bilam Arosha. At that time, when Bilam went to give clothes to Klal Yisrael, the reason why it wasn't chal, because punk those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Shel Molei Kastik was Hashem would have gotten angry then, when Nishtayim, his name Shal Yisrael, through the Poland. Lushin, Natrikin. So Naim really means the Klal Yisrael itself. It means nobody from Klal Yisrael would have stayed alive. Hey, the Bilam would have been Mechavin, or Hashem would have been angry that day when Bilam made his klolom, the whole Klal Yisrael would have been killed out. That's the chesed that Hashem did. That punk those days, Hashem didn't get angry. That's what Bilam answered back to Bolak. Hey, what kind of call could I do if a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry? I mean, punk these days, Hashem didn't get angry. Hashem didn't get angry. I can't do anything. All those days that Bilam went to give klolas, punk then Hashem didn't get angry. Now the Mar says, Nachum al v'kama zomai, how long does he get angry? Rega. One rega. V'kama rega, am ravavim v'tayim ravavim, the rega kememru. Rega, the way we say it, means 1 second. So, of course, before the Gemara said, it's 58,888. Now the Gemara is saying it's one rega. The Gemara says that, before the Gemara says the exact cheshbin, how long it is. Now the Gemara just stops saying, just like in Kurt, to know. How long does Hashem get angry? A rega. Still a bit of modna.
Kamehra mean, like we said before, 158, whatever, Kamehra, like we said?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. Then Rav and rega Kamehra, maybe. Hey, the Gemara's learning not that. The Gemara's learning Kamehra means what people say, like one rega. For the Gemara, Uminolon, the rega Rosak, where's the psukim that Hashem gets angry one rega every day? Shinema ki rega pa'apoi chayim b'rtoine. His rega ba'apoi, one rega Hashem is ba'apoi with anger. The boy is saying, Mihocho, Chavi, kama rega ad yavar zon. Hey, wait 1 second until Hashem zoma go away. For the Gemara is b'yemus rosa. It's for us to know. How are we going to know when Hashem gets angry? We'll soon see spageya. If you want to give somebody klola, so curse him at this second. So how do we know which second of the day Hashem gets angry? Omer Abaye bahanech plosi shor kemaisa, out of the first 3 hours of the day. Ki chiyura karbalosa tanagoyla. Hey, the beak of the chicken is white. The koi achad karim stands on one leg. Freddy Gemara kol shosu v'shosu nami koi hochi. That's no chiddush. Stands on one leg a long time. And kol shosu, and the Gemara kol shosu is be shuraiku sumke. Every time in the white beak, there's one strip of red there. There's a red strip there. So he shows that this 1 second less special reiko. Asumkoi. Hey, this red streak goes away. The kids, if you watch the chicken throughout the first 3 hours of the day, and you see the red spot go away, that's the second Hashem gets angry. So the more male, Maisa, who Tzeduki, the Heavy Bishop, who the Yeshua Ben Levi? There was a Tzeduki, and the Yeshua Ben Levi's Tzeviva and his Shochin, his neighbor, have become entirely to the Kroy. And Tzeduki used to say that I take the Tzukim and Chumash and ask Kashas on them and give them a hard time. Is Yoy Mechoda, so the Yeshua Ben Levi got sick of this guy. They wanted to get rid of him already. So what did he do? Shokel Tana Gaili took this chicken, the Yukmei Ben Kari put it by his bed, the Arsa, he tied it onto his bed post. The Ayin Bur, and he looked at it, say that for the first 3 hours he kept to look at the chicken, saw where he thought, Kimot, he shot, so come that 1 second, that the red will go away, I'll tie you, I'll curse this Tzeduki, and Melo will die then. So the Gemara, Kimot, he shot, so came that second night and he fell asleep. His punk that second, he fell asleep in Meshuvah Benayfi. So he said to himself, Omar Shmamino, Lavurcha Ayil Mevadhochi. It's not nice to do this. It's not nice to give a klolo that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should go give an onish to somebody. It's not nice to do that. Why? The Pasuk says, Rachma Vakol Ma'is of Tziv. You should have Rachma on everybody. Hoksiv Gam Enosh Letzadik Loitoy. It's not nice to get an onish. A tzadik shouldn't give a Rosh an onish. Gam Enosh Letzadik Loitoy. It's not even good if a tzadik gets an onish. It's not good to get onish. So here the Gemara doesn't say too much. I think later on the Gemara says that the Ma'isa was he should be mispal that he should do tshuva. Not that you should be mispal that he should die, but better be mispal somebody should do tshuva. That's the way. That was Ma'isa Bruya, right. That's what she told her. That's what she told the husband, Remeya. So here also, it wasn't nice to daven to Hashem, Hashem should kill him. Moratona Mishmei, the Rebbe Meir. He says another shir. Vishor Shachama Zerechas, when the sun is shining. All the kings put the crowns on the head. They bow down to the Avodah Zarah. The Chama, Miyad Koyes. That's when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Miyad Koyes Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the second when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right. Who Yomel Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi? Toivo Ma'adas Achas. Belibo Shalodom. Ma'adas means a Lashon Achno, the Mashal says. If you yourself feel bad, as you realize you did something bad, then you want to do tshuva about it. But in your lave, you have bad feelings in your heart. That's better. Yoyse mikama malchus. Whether somebody's in front of hitting you, give you malchus. The calls them on your stock. You hold you didn't do wrong. You don't know what you did wrong. You're not going to do tshuva. But if you yourself have achno, that's the best thing. Shenema v'rod for esmo yaveho. V'yomro elcha, I'll go back. Elcha, I'll go. V'yeshuva, I'll return. Elisha, Rishon, it's quite all the same this. I'll return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my first bow. Ki toivli oz meyasa. It's better to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than now Klai Yisrael was with the Avodah Zarah. Resh Lakish Shomar, Yoyse Mimei Malkis. It's better than 100 Malkis. Shenema Tachas Goro, the Mevin, Mehakis still Meyer. It's better, the fact you feel a little bit bad, more than giving 100 Malkis. Hey, take the Chuvriz, believe Bashalot, and the person himself feels bad inside. Trashi Amardos Achas Loshin Ridui Bachno. A person's machni himself puts himself down. Shodom Somal Libay Nailum. He himself realizes he did something bad and he wants to do tshuva. That's better than 100 markets. Rotas Mevet Rashi Kishetiro. Shenoizer Tosam Aliba Lamer Osher Velisha Rishin. And Klai Yisrael did Avodah Zarah. And then they saw they weren't gaining from it. They said, we'll go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitachas Gora B'Mevin, Tachas Gora B'Odom. Mevin Toiva Mahakas Tzilmeyer. It's better if a person realizes himself than getting 100 makas. Tachas Tatam Lamala, Tachas Atofa. Right. V'yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Shloisha Dvorim Bikesh Moshe Mosnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe asked my Kodesh Baruch Hu three things. V'nosanloi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him. Bikesh Tishra Shchina Yisrael. Shvenosan loy shenemra lebelech tachimonu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go with us to Klal Yisrael. Bikesh lo tishra shchino al oyde kechavim. He wanted that the goyim should not have the shchino, and also venosan loy shenemra velofnino venoflino ani biyamecha. That I'll make a difference between Klal Yisrael and the goyim. So they didn't have the shchino. What?
Forever.
Huh?
This is forever.
Bikesh lo yadiyad rochav shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
Moshe wanted to know the drachim of Hashem. He always said there are 50 midas of chokhmah, and this is the shar nun. The 50th shar is to know klod drachim of Hashem. That means that anything happens, we see the tiber in it. We see what's good about it. That's called the 50th shar of chokhmah. That means even though to us it looks bad, but really there's a reason why it's being done. And if you have this 50th chokhmah, you know why it's good. And the Rami said, Mepharshim say, Kiva had this chokhmah. Some say Mosunsi, some say Moshe didn't have this chokhmah. So the Medrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, give the Torah, Moshe said, send it beyond somebody else. And the Medrash says that was beyond Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva had this 50th Madrega chokhmah, he saw everything what Hashem did, how it was good. So a lot of Maisin and Gemaras were at Tanoim and walking through the Beit HaMikdash, and they started to cry and Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. Because Rabbi Kiva knew in everything bad what the good was in it. That's called to know Claude the Midrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first man Yama says Moshe asked for this, and the first man that said Moshe got it. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. He told him, V'nosam loy, Shenema ha'idiyeni noyas ruachecha, Omlofan ha'ribon ha'shoylam, V'vnei ma'ayye tzadik v'toyv loy. It's Moshe at kashis. How come sometimes for tzadik it's good? V'yei tzadik v'ra loy. Sometimes for tzadik it's bad. So pashas doesn't look nice. The guy's a tzadik, how come he's having is there an ancient? And it's like, yesh rosha b'tevle. Sometimes you have a rosha, and punk b'tevle, he has a good mouth, everything's going good for him. But yesh rosha v'ralloi. Sometimes you have a rosha, and the rosha is bad for him. So that was the kasha. If you want to know the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do we see in everything that happens why Hashem is doing it? Amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back, Amaloi Moshe. I'll give you an answer. Tzadik v'tevloi. A tzadik, everything goes good for him. That's a tzadik ben tzadik. His father's also tzadik. Tzadik v'ralloi. Tzadik ben Rosha. Since his father was a Rosha, sometimes he'll get an Einish also. Rosha v'toivloi means Rosha ben Tzadik. The father was a Tzadik, he always gets good. Rosha v'raloi is Rosha ben Rosha. Well, some say this is not the Maskana, some say this is not the Emes of Shad. But there's one Shad HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered back to Moshe some type of clue to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his Midas. Right? Omama. Tzadik v'toivloi, how come a tzadik is always good? That's a tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'raloi, sometimes it's best for tzadik. Tzadik ben rosha. The Gemara eini v'otziv poikir oven ovois ha'avonin. One pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the ovois, the sin of the father on the children. Uksiv, another pasuk says ubonim lo yumsu al ovois. The children don't die because of the father's avarice. For the more reminim kroy adon l'kru the psukim asteris. One pasuk says there's an einish for the son because of his father. And next pasuk says no, the children don't get an einish from the father. For mashnina teretz the psukim are like this. L'kashem hokish oischin maisei abusayim biyadayim. When the son does the same type of chatoim the father does, then the son will get an einish for the father's chatoim also. When the son doesn't do the chatoim of the father, then he will not get the einish the father gets. Yeah. So according to the kasha is though, you see, Amal, even a tzaddik, ben rosha, if he doesn't do what his father does, he shouldn't get an einish. So why do you say it's rabbi? It shouldn't be bad for him. He's a tzaddik, even though his father was a rosha, he's not doing what his father did, so he shouldn't get an einish. Elazat gemarochi kamalei. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Moshe. Tzadik v'toivloi means tzadik gomer. A tzadik gomer only is good for you. Unless the Eberstein will give you misrum shalava. Tzadik v'raloi, that means tzadik shena gomer. He's a tzadik, but not 100%, so he'll get his einish. As McCarthy said, molot nicha, the tzadik should get his einish, but elam azeh, that elam abo will only get the scar. Rosha v'toivloi means rosha shena gomer. He's not a gantz in Rosha. So male of the midir is, I call on Kodesh Baruch Hu, let the Rosha have all his scar in this world. Today, the Noel Mavoy will get no scar. But I call upon him, he can't be so bitter. Mashenkin Rosha Bavaraloi, a Rosha that only gets bad, it means he's a Rosha Gomer. He's so bad that he has no scar at all. So even on this world, he gets no scar. Mainly, it's only Raloi for him on this world. So I call upon him, what this territory is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe some clues how he's Noik. So Gemara Pliga the Reb Neya. But did this man the Yama Dings the Khan Reb Neya? The Yama Reb Neya Shtayim Nosnuloi V'Achas Le Nosnulo. As Reb Neya says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer back to Moshe the third Shaila. As like we said, Moshe did not have this Chochma to know the Drachma of Hashem. He didn't know why Hashem does this and does that. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'Chanoisi Yeshe Rochon Afa Pishen Hogan.
Hey, Samal, the Eberstaz Rachmanas gives chanun, gives kindness to a person, even though you don't deserve it. There's no klolim why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing like this. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas rachman for no reason, and sometimes he has rachmanas on you. What are the klolim? His Moshe did not know. The interesting, this lashon here, apol pi shein hogin, the base of Kim, that's the mabit, he has old shara tefila, he goes to be mas beginning of davening. He says the whole yisrael of tefila is on this pasuk really. Apol pi shein hogin. We chamti means apol pi shein hogin. We daven to Hashem, sometimes get the chutzpah. Who are we to daven to Hashem? Aye, we do bad things and we're bad. How could we ask Hashem to do good to us? Because this pasuk. There's a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't deserve it, still he has rachmanis on us. And that's all koyach tefillah. We daven to Hashem as this pasuk. Even though we don't deserve it, still heal us. Give us panasa. Do this. I, we don't deserve it. There's a mitzvah of rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we daven for. Right?
Now the pasuk says, Vayomer, loisucha liris es ponai, I can't see your face. So Tony will learn like this. Tony mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho. That kach omli HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, kesherotzisi loyrotzis, loyrotzisa. When I wanted to show myself to you by the snare, you did not want to look. Achshav now, sha'at to write another, that you want to look at me, and he writes, I don't want to let you see me now. Rashi says, kesherotzisi means by snare. Loyrith Rashi Shanema says now, v'yista Moshe ponav over there, I mean Moshe didn't want to look, says Moshe hid his face. And the Mor says, really, this is a pligi the Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmen Yagzin on Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmen Yom Rabbi Yonasin. That Yom Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmen Yom Rabbi Yonasin, that Pizchar Shoah Zoch Lashoah, because of three things, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Zoch for three things. That Pizchar, because of this pasuk of Vayista Moshe Ponov, that Moshe did not look by the snare, Mashmi was a schus for something good that he did. It was Zoch, he was Zoch Lashoah upon him. That he was there to have a class upon him.